I Can Hold That For You. Written by Keiko Demonia and read by Corey Cuthonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warning supply. For the fandom of Star Wars The Clone Wars and the relationship of Clone Trooper Boyle and Clone Trooper Waxer. Including the additional tags of First Meetings, Fluff, with a dash of angst because clones, Clone Trooper Cadets, and Planet Kamino. Frowning down at the disassembled blaster rifle, 26 barely stops himself from wiping his greasy hands on his uniform. He and the rest of the cadets in his training cohort were always allowed to do that before, but yesterday, the droid trainers told them that they can't anymore. They're old enough now to wear red trousers with their blue tunics instead of all blue uniforms, which means they're also old enough to know that they shouldn't get their clothes dirty. 26 doesn't like having dirty hands, though, and he really wants to wipe off the sweat on his forehead, but he's afraid that he might have grease from the disassembled blaster on his face. If he uses his sleeve to wipe his forehead, then the grease might get on his sleeve, too. Their organic trainers already yelled at 3 cadets for making their uniforms dirty during this blaster maintenance exercise. And 26 really, really doesn't like breaking the rules or getting into trouble. It always makes his insides feel tight and weird. Exhaling, he tells himself to ignore the itchy trickles of sweat on his skin and picks up the next piece of the rifle. These blasters are made for adults, and 26 knows he'll be big enough to use them in a few years, but some of the pieces, no, the trainers called them components, are too big for him to hold with one hand. He has to put the heat sinks back in the right place, but his fingers keep slipping on the outside of the barrel. Trying to grab a less greasy part of the barrel, he picks up the heat sinks and starts to fit them into place, but his fingers slip again. "Fair feck," he hisses, balling up his fists. The trainers curse sometimes when they're mad, so if 26 is going to feel stupid for not being able to put a rifle back together, at least he can be angry about it like an adult. The cadet next to him looks over, and 26 ducks his head, frowning harder at the blaster parts in his lap. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees the other cadet look around, probably checking to see if any trainers are nearby. 26 wants to check too, but that might get the trainer's attention. Scooting a little closer, the brother next to him whispers, "I can hold that for you, if you want." 26 bites the inside of his cheek and glances over. The other cadet smiles, all soft and hopeful. Okay. But we'd better be quick about it," 26 huffs. Smiling wider, the other cadet nods. He looks around one more time, then leans in to grab the barrel. 26 swallows, snatches up the heat sinks, and pushes them into place. They snap and hold, so he nods at the other cadet. Nodding back, the brother quietly sets the barrel down and turns back to his own blaster. He hasn't gotten his heat sinks in place yet either, so 26 doesn't feel quite as stupid now. The organic trainer is yelling at someone on the other side of the room, and 26 peers around to see that none of the droid trainers are close by. He whispers, "I can hold that piece for you too, if you want." The other cadet's eyebrows shoot up as he looks back at 26. And his smile gets even bigger somehow. "Okay, yeah," he says. It only takes a few seconds for 26 to help him, and then they both get back to assembling the smaller parts of their rifles. After a couple of minutes, the other cadet half turns towards 26. "Hey, I'm Waxer." Blinking, 26 glances over. "I'm 7826. I haven't picked a name yet," he admits, "but you can call me 26, if you want." Okay, Waxer says. His smile is so big and bright that 26 can't help but smile back. The end.